It's almost daybreak. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. Genesis chapter 32, verse 24, in the New International Version of the Bible. This man who wrestled with Jacob was later revealed to be God himself. The proof? Genesis chapter 32, verse 30. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." Jacob was so acquainted with using his own skills and abilities to get him through life that even when God wanted to intervene, it became a struggle. Jacob was so strong-willed, his life pretty much became a wrestling match between his will and God's will for his life. He ends up being injured in this wrestling match, and though he is blessed eventually, he walks with a limp for the rest of his life. This limp is a reminder that he should never wrestle with God again. Have you been so stubborn or so strong-willed until you are determined to fix things yourself? Have you begun to lose sleep because you just can't stop thinking about the problems that you don't have the answers to? Well, I have something to share with you. You could be wrestling with God. God never sleeps because it's His duty to watch over us and to provide solutions to our daily challenges. When you start to lose sleep, it is as a result of claiming God's position in your life. Fact, you can't solve your own problems, and no matter how hard you try, you can't even prevent them from happening. In life sometimes, we have fires, and no matter how hard we may try to put them out, there are some fires that will consume us, and we have no choice but to call the fire department. It is their job. They are certified and properly qualified to deal with all sorts of fires. They will successfully put the fire out. The longer it takes you to make the call, however, may very well determine how many of your belongings are spared by the fire. With that in mind, we must understand the amount of things that will be spared by the fires of life's conflicts all depend on how long it takes us to acknowledge that only God can put these flames out. God often wrestles with us for our good, because He knows that being God is a job only fit for Him. It's hard enough being yourself every day. Why would you try to make life harder by trying to be God? So the next time you are tempted to be God, remind yourself that the position is a sleepless one. Dear Lord, help me to be me, and more importantly, help me to stop trying to be you. The truth is, you would never try to be me, and I can never be you. As I have wrestled with you, a lot of things have slipped out of place, and at this point, my life is slowly starting to resemble the limp of Jacob. I have realized that it is only by submitting to your will that many of those things will be put back in place. I am slowly learning that you will not allow me to play the role of God and mess up your reputation. I appreciate you fighting with me for my own good, and I'm thankful that you care that much. I'm trying here, Lord, but I'm so used to doing it on my own. It's a struggle letting go. Well, would you look at the time? It's almost daybreak. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. And I'm now convinced that there's only room for one God in my life. And even though I'm tempted to take up the role, I'm persuaded that it's best if you be you and I'll just be me. So to the person hearing this, I say, I need to get some rest now. Don't you think it's time that you let go and let God be God? If not, then maybe you just like looking at the ceiling all night. As for me, it's lights out, eyes closed. Good night, God. Thanks for the wrestling match. However, the next time, I'll just submit from the start and plead no contest, because you never lose.